Two NATO Patriot missile batteries have arrived at Turkey's port city of Iskenderun. The missiles, which came from Germany, are expected to be joined shortly by four other NATO missile batteries coming from the U.S. and the Netherlands.
The German Patriot system will be in Kahramanmaraş. We still don't know when the U.S. and the Dutch ships will arrive. NATO will man the batteries, but Turkey will have a say in the decision-making process.
Turkish people are angry at what they see as NATO's interference in their country. Demonstrations were held as the German ships arrived. Protesters burned the American flag and chanted slogans against what they called American imperialism. They also called for the Yankees to go home. Marcus Ellerman, a colonel from Germany, claimed the missiles are there to protect Turkey against alleged chemical weapons coming from Syria.
Especially if they are equipped with chemical warheads, it's capable to direct hit these warheads and to eliminate these warheads, so it could be very effective against this threat.
Meanwhile, protesters don't believe these comments to be true. Press TV met up with some protesters outside the U.S. consulate in Istanbul. The protesters in front of the consulate coincide with demonstrations at the port city of Iskenderun. These protests are some in a series of nationwide rallies popping up all over Turkey against the arrival of the missile batteries.
We're against the project by the US, Europe and their agent Turkey, who are planning to create a new Middle East. Our country is being used as a weapons depot against our brother nations. The aim of this project is to protect imperialism.
All the reasons stem from the American imperialist. So Tayyip Erdogan and AKP are all puppets, only puppets. And the main power is United States of America. They are not our government. We don't accept them. We are totally against them.
Protesters believe the NATO missiles are a prelude to another war in the already tense region. They say they will continue protests until the Turkish government declines to give into what they see as imperialistic demands by the West. The German Patriot missiles have been sent to the Turkish city of Kahramanmaraş, where they will be stationed. The U.S. missiles are scheduled to be in the city of Gaziantep, and the ones coming from the Netherlands are to be deployed in Adana. Reports say they will be operable by the beginning of February. Protesters outside of the U.S. consulate in Turkey said that there will be many more protests against the missiles, not only in Turkey, but throughout the entire Middle East, as they see the missiles as an attempt by the United States to spread its hegemony over the entire region. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.